the annual fishing opener, and it's cool and windy. This is a recording. It has been cool. It has been windy. Steve Kearney joins us. SteveKearneyOutdoors.com. Steve, always good to visit with you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you. I feel like I've been in a prize fight. I am so beat up. We were out in 30-mile-an-hour winds today, and boy, everybody who was out there was kind of in tough shape. It was really a rough one. That wind came up about 8 o'clock this morning, and man, it's a double Advil afternoon for me, let me tell you. It was a battle. I did get a 6-pound walleye, which is kind of cool. It was really great, but the northern pike were very active as usual. Crappies were nowhere to be found. It was just kind of what we expected. I dropped the boat in and looked at my water temperature, and it was 47, and that's not really where you want to be. They're probably spawning, you know, at 46, 47. So a little disappointed in the water temperature. I was on a small lake in Pope County, and I thought, you know, it should be a little warmer, but it's going to happen, Steve. You know, next week it's all 70s and things are going to take off, but we're still 4, 5, 6 days away from things to really get going. And, you know, it's just the way it is. I was just a little surprised it wasn't a little warmer, you know, in the water down there.
Yeah, you know, Steve, and as the openers go, I hate to say it's typical because, you know, in a lot of spots, you know, water temps are borderline or a little too chilly, or you're dealing with weather. Only good news is sun's out, but that wind really makes it tough.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, and I fished a lot of areas where the wind was hitting the shorelines, you know, right where you want to be, even though it's super rough. And, you know, the fish were there, but it was just, you know, kind of disappointing. But, you know, that's the way it is when the water temperatures are in the 40s. But I was really happy to get a really nice walleye, and we got a couple more. But it was a struggle, and, you know, it's hard when you have wind like that. You've got to learn to really slow your boat down and control where you're going. And it's very difficult for people who don't really fish a lot to handle wind like that. We saw plenty of boats, probably 20 boats on the lake we were on, and we never really saw a net really the whole morning. So I think everybody was basically struggling, and everything I'm hearing, you know, from all my cronies out there, same thing, the walleye here and there, but nothing great, but it'll get better. I know it's kind of depressing to hear this, but you know, that's the way it is. But with 70s next week, that's going to kickstart things, get that water temperature up to 55, 56. And that'll get them going. And we just need some more warmth, and it'll happen. It's just good to see 70s next week.
Now, I don't want to bury the lead. 6-pound walleye, tell us more. We don't want you to give up all your secrets, but tell us the story. That's really nice fish.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I wish I could tell you exactly how it all happened, but I just, my mind is in such a fog from the wind, and, you know, it just does such a job on you. I was just doing my thing and, you know, got lucky, but there were no other walleyes in that area. But it was, you know, it's a lake I know very well, and but I was happy to catch that. That was great. But the northern pike were really, really active. And when they're active, you know, the walleyes are second best. Those northerns get to those baits before the walleyes do. And it was fun to catch them. But I don't know, a little disappointed. That's why I went south, like about an hour from Otter Tail County, just to, you know, get into some warmer water. And I was just really disappointed. So I'm sure the big water, you know, in northern Minnesota is probably going to be even tougher. And the water temperatures are probably even less because, you know, that big water, you know, tends to warm up much later. So I was just happy to do, you know, what we did. And we had action, and it was fun. But I know a lot of people are night fishing, too. So, you know, that's been fairly productive. But, you know, they're trolling pretty much all night. And, you know, those are the hardcore guys that go out after dark. And they'll probably be out tonight. But, you know, we'll see how tomorrow is. I know it's a little cooler, probably
wind's
by 10 degrees.
Down.
That might affect the bite a little bit, but we'll keep at it.
Yeah, the wind's going to die down, and that's good news. Not nearly as windy tomorrow, and certainly into Monday. Steve, always good to visit with you. Get your rest. The Advil, it'll come in handy after getting beat up for the opener.
You got it, Steve. I wish I had a masseuse I knew that lived nearby. I could really use one right now, but I'll tough it out. I'll tough it out. I'll be fine.
All right. Good luck with all of that. Steve Kearney, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. By the way, our outdoors coverage continues tomorrow and coverage of the opener. And that is the outdoor news. And Rob Drew's signed. He's on between 5 and 6. Rob's got a lot of great guests, tons of great info. That is the outdoor news with Rob between 5 and 6 Sunday here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Quick break. We'll come back. Get ready for the Twins and Guardians. Lineup card coming your way at 4:30 today. But first, huge game tonight. Game 3, Wild and Avs from St. Paul. Colorado won the first two games of the series. Can the Wild bounce back? We'll get the latest with Jess Myers from the Pioneer Press in a moment here on News Talk 830 WCCO.